Lawyers for Cardinal George Pell have confirmed he'll apply to the High Court in a bid to overturn his conviction on child sex offences. In December last year, a jury found Australia's most senior Catholic guilty of sexually assaulting two choir boys at St Patrick's Cathedral in the mid-1990s. In August, the Victorian Court of Appeal upheld the conviction in a 2-1 judgment. A short time ago, I spoke to Dr. Matt Collins, QC, the president of the Victorian Bar Association, and asked him if this development was expected.
This is as high stakes as it gets for any practicing lawyer lodging an application in the High Court. So 28 days from the day of the decision of the Court of Appeal is the deadline. They've lodged the papers just in time, which is what invariably happens as you dot the I's and cross the T's. And yes, the process has begun.
Okay, so the process has formally begun. Just let's explain this to our viewers, because it's a lot more complicated than this with the High Court. What are the chances of the High Court agreeing to hear the appeal? Because they don't have to.
Sure. So statistically, the High Court hears about 15% of the cases in which appeals are sought. You can't predict from that percentage the possibility of any particular case getting special leave to appeal, of course, but the odds are relatively low in a statistical sense. What happens is there's a gateway. The High Court decides whether to take a case if it thinks that there is a sufficient likelihood of success of the appeal, or if for some reason, in the interests of justice, the matter warrants just one final look.
Now, that's where this is interesting, because you say 15% are heard. This is one of the most high-profile cases, not just in Australia, as we know, but in the world, given Cardinal Pell is such a high-profile Catholic, number three in the Vatican, right? Does that mean that the High Court is more likely to hear it because it is so contentious?
I know some people might find this hard to believe, but no is the answer to that. The High Court judges will be looking very carefully at the judgment from the Court of Appeal. They'll be looking very carefully at the articulation of the alleged errors made by the Court of Appeal, and they'll make a decision based upon whether either there's sufficient doubt about the correctness of the Court of Appeal's decision that it warrants another look, or because they think in the interest of justice, the High Court ought to give Cardinal Pell one last chance.
Okay, so the High Court not influenced by a very sort of heated, politicised, if you like, environment, a very polarised debate.
No, the High Court will be putting all of those matters out of its mind. The judges will be looking carefully at the way in which the grounds of appeal have been articulated and the way in which the Court of Appeal expressed its conclusions.
Now, of course, out of that three-member bench, one dissented. So what are George Pell's lawyers arguing? Are they focused on that dissenting document?
Yeah, I think that's right. So principally they're arguing that the majority judges, that was the Chief Justice Anne Ferguson and the President of the Court of Appeal, Chris Maxwell, placed too high a bar in relation to whether there was reasonable doubt. So what happened was there were 13 things that were said to make it improbable that Cardinal Pell had committed the offences with which he'd been charged. The majority judges said that individually and together, none of those 13 improbabilities made it impossible that Cardinal Pell had committed the offences with which he was charged. And they said, therefore, it was possible for the jury to have been satisfied beyond reasonable doubt of his guilt. Now, the Cardinal Pell on this appeal is arguing that the majority judges applied the wrong test. They applied too high a standard.
Okay, so that's the argument they're going to be making. If the High Court does agree to hear the case, right, and as you say, they won't be influenced by what we observe, what can we expect in terms of a time frame and how this will be handled?
Sure. So the papers have just gone in from Cardinal Pell today. 21 days from now, the Crown, the DPP, will put in its responding papers. Cardinal Pell has 7 further days in which to respond to what the DPP has to say. And then what happens is 2 judges of the High Court will read all of the papers and decide whether to grant Cardinal Pell and his team an oral hearing on the question of whether they will hear the appeal. So it's a bit of a tortuous process. On the assumption that 2 judges review the papers and decide that to grant the matter an oral hearing, we can expect a short oral hearing before the High Court in sort of the 3-4 month timeframe. on the assumption that the High Court then grants special leave to appeal, there'll then be an appeal sometime down the track. These things are hard to predict, but the High Court is an efficient court. I would expect the matter to be heard within less than 12 months and for a decision to come sometime around or shortly after that sort of time frame.
Okay, so we could have a decision, if they decide to jump all those hoops, just for the caveat to be there, by the end of next year.
That I think is a fair assumption, yeah.
Okay. In terms of this case, is there any precedent that the High Court has looked at? Is there anything similar that the High Court has considered in relation to this case?
Well, obviously the facts are quite unique, but the legal principles are pretty well established. The question is the circumstances in which appellate courts of appeal, can review decisions of juries. You know, it's a fundamental principle of our system that everyone has a right to a fair trial before a jury of their peers. And to interfere with a jury verdict is unusual, but by the same token, not rare. And so the High Court has looked at this question on a number of occasions, and it will be considering in this case whether the Court of Appeal, the majority judges, applied too high a test, or whether Justice Weinberg's view is to be preferred.
Thank you so much for coming in.
It's a pleasure.
That was Dr. Matt Collins, QC, the president of the Victorian Bar Association. And this is RN Drive.